Hey, is this Moody's Plumbing?
Yes.
It's great to hear. Yep, my name is Will. Just looking for the person that's in charge of your guys' online presence. It's usually the business owner. Is that you by any chance?
Yeah, I don't have any online presence.
Okay. What kind of clientele are you usually looking for?
I have all kinds of clientele, remodel and new construction and repair and stuff.
Okay, I gotcha. I'm over here at Local Splash, and we did have a spot open up on the first page of Google, since we are Google partners. How many extra customers do you think you could take on per month if they were just, an average job?
It's just me, so I don't really have any thing that I can add at this time, because I stay pretty busy just with the things I have going on.
Okay, I gotcha. Do you got buddies that do similar stuff?
I do, but they're all, individuals that don't have any employees anymore. Employees are a big headache.
Yeah, dude, I hear that, man. because I was just saying, maybe you could even subcontract jobs out, you know what I mean?
I know.
But if that's the case, then that's not going
to
work.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to be as honest as I can with you.
Oh, brother, I appreciate it. Trust me, I'm happy that you're having at least a conversation with me. I've been getting cussed out all day, but hey, man.
that's rude. And so, what is it? You have a spot or you have room to sublease out or something on a Google page?
No, that's not what we do. So basically, what we do is we would be putting Moody's. Let's just say that you did. Want to have the conversation, maybe even sign up. We would be getting Moody's Plumbing to the front page of Google for the keywords in your area. And as I mentioned, we are Google partners, so we can actually use a lot more keywords than most companies can. And the leads would be going directly to you, right from Google. It's not like leads come to us and then we're giving them to you and then giving them to Jack down the street. That's not what we do here. It's just basically putting you in front of people, right? And your success is our success. That's basically how it goes. That's not the only thing we do. We also, we're doing Facebook ads, right? Those ads that you see on Facebook that you scroll, through. And, there's the Google ads, which is a pay-per-click kind of situation. There's they call it Google Guaranteed, but it's just basically where, there's a quote button next to it and they can request a quote for whatever they're doing. And then you can say, hey, yeah, I'll do it for this much, so on and so forth. Or they'll maybe even, try and give you a number. It's Sacramento, so there's thousands of people looking for your type of service. I think it's over 10,000 for the last 3 months, right? It's a pretty big number. Just getting you some variety. So that way you can actually get the jobs that you're looking for. I mean, even if it could get you a job that's $1,000, you know what I mean? It's still worth it.
Yeah.
Right? And you're getting word of mouth from that. It's a whole system in order to, get you more customers, get you a little bit more money in your pocket. Now, basically, and also the good thing about it as well is that it's exclusive. Right? It's not like we go, down to Jack down the street and say, hey, we can do the same thing. We'll get you to the front. No, that's not what we do, right? We would work with you specifically in that area and nobody else, right? That's why I said it's a position, right? For instance, how far are you willing to travel for a new client?
I don't travel that much. I'm not because I'm proud. I just haven't had to.
I understand.
Being one person, it doesn't take a whole lot of things to get, to be where you're busy. And then, like you just said earlier, the word of mouth, that's pretty much how I work. I go from family to family to family. And then even with that relationship, which is, I know Google is cool. I'm not pretending that it's not a neat option. But with the full word of mouth from an actual person that they know, it kind of already puts trust, in place, which is a huge thing in any kind of service. And
yeah.
And that's just the way I've been for a long time.
I
stopped guys because I used to have to work longer hours just to finish the things that they didn't do.
Yeah, I get you.
So it, um, so So for me, I just kind of, I got burnt out on it and I chose to not try to do that because I don't have the, I don't have millions of dollars to back it up. And that's just the way my life is.
Yeah, I get you, man. I used to do some remodeling with like floors and some electrical work and some different stuff like that. And, the owner just eventually got burnt out. Same, especially since he was just like him and some other guy. I get you. Like, how far are you booked out currently? Is it like a couple weeks or a couple months?
Yeah, about 6 months.
About 6 months. Okay, I got you. But if we could maybe even squeeze in, like I said, one or two extra jobs a month, three extra jobs a month, you think you could take that on, even just being one guy?
Maybe repair things or something, but it's hard to, yeah, I wouldn't, yeah, big jobs, I already have too many big jobs going, or at least in the works. But are you the same company that keeps sending me the text about, can you handle one or five extra jobs or something? I've seen that text come through, but I don't know. I didn't bother to see if it was the same phone number or anything.
No, that's actually only, that's really my spiel, right?
Okay.
Not necessarily, like, a lot of companies say that, right?
Okay.
There's a lot of different companies, but they're usually different, right? Because there's SEO, and then there's, like, the paper, there's not paper leads. Like, there's, like, Angie's, right? Or Home Advisor, where basically they get leads from Google, actually.
Right.
And then what they do is that, like I said, they give it to you, Jack down the street, et cetera, whoever bids on it first, whoever has the lowest amount of pay, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of people hate that kind of stuff just because of, like, there are people that are willing to work for really, really, really cheap, right? And people, which is kind of, for me, I don't want cheap. Like, it makes zero sense to me because if you go cheap, then you're going to get cheap work. You know what I mean? As comparing to
sometimes,
pay,
yeah.
Like a reason, right? But if you pay like a reasonable price, right? If the person's not screwing you over, obviously, right? And just throwing big prices at you for no reason. But usually if you pay at least a little bit extra, then you might get a little bit of extra quality. But it is what it is with that as far as, you know, that goes. But yeah, so yeah, here's what we'll do, right? The position is we're looking for somebody in that area today, right? And like I said, it would be exclusive. But if you're not in the market for that, I totally understand, right? And if for any reason you got some employees, you wanted to, you know, vamp up things, right? Mm-hmm. If we did maybe have that position available, because sometimes, you know, people want to, like you said, maybe slow down a little bit, maybe they retire, et cetera, et cetera. If for some reason the position is available and you reach out, we'll take care of you. Sound fair enough?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And how do I reach out to you?
Local Splash. I highly advise you can check us out, right? You can look up Local Splash on Google. You can see our website. You'll be able to see the Google Partner Badge. You'll be able to see pretty much everything that we have to offer there, and the phone number. You can also, if you want to save this phone number in your phone, right, with Local Splash,
mm-hmm.
you can even put Will. Will's my name once again. Okay. I didn't catch your name. Your name is, by the way?
Justin.
Justin. So, yeah, Justin, if you want to save it and put Will, Local Splash, you can ask for me. And at least you know that you're talking to somebody who you've had a conversation with, and we can go from there. Sound fair enough?
Okay, cool. Yeah, how long have you worked there?
A couple years now.
Okay,
I really like
cool.
it. I really like it here. My main thing is I spark interest, which is what I like to do, especially since I really do think that this helps out as compared to some places where you're just trying to sell items, right? You're trying to sell lapidary equipment, or you're trying to sell something like an item. I don't like selling item, but I like getting people's attention about somewhere that they can make money, right?
Sure, you're
and
selling an opportunity.
I'm selling opportunities, right? Exactly,
yeah.
Right? As compared to just a service that just sucks the life out of you and then, you know, just leaves a big money pit in your pocket, right? I don't like that. I wouldn't work for a company like that. I don't like lying to people, and I don't like making people get into that kind of situation, but. Anyway,
yeah.
man, it's a nice talking
okay.
to you. Like I said, you did
yeah, appreciate
it. All right, you take care.
Yeah, I wrote it down in my book. Thank you.
All right, thanks, brother. Take care.
Bye.